This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Live 603-283-6160. That's the call of mine. You can call in and talk about anything you want. 603-283-6160. Someone watching us on Twitch, which you can find at twitch.freetalklive.com, has said that in Las Vegas it's 80 degrees and sunny and they still are being required to wear masks.
That's ridiculous.
Didn't this persist through all of last summer in Vegas as well? I don't recall, but man, even here in Keene, it's only gotten to like 70.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that we're still wearing masks is absolutely absurd.
People are obedient. You got your scared types, you got your obedient types, and you got your people who just want to be left alone. They don't want to deal with the drama. They don't want to go into a store and have to chit-chat with some person or some other human being about how I have a health exemption. I have a religious exemption. They just don't want to deal with it. They would just rather put it on and go get their groceries. And in my case, I won't even go into stores because I hate the drama so much.
Yeah.
I just won't even go curbside. I've been doing curbside since June, man. And it is.
Well, yeah, but you're a bit misanthropic anyway.
Yes, I am.
So, and, for you, not having to interact with people is ideal.
I still rely on human connection. I think people think that I am a straight hermit who can go live in a cave and throw away the cave key and never talk to anyone else. And no, I couldn't. I do, okay. But I like to do it on my terms. At my distance.
I feel that.
And I think a lot of us on this channel are probably somewhere in that boat. But I
wear a mask when I go into stores and stuff like that. I don't want to do it. But at this point, I know it's a minor local ordinance, but the terms of my bill do require me to follow all local laws. So I don't know what would happen. I mean, if someone called the police about me not wearing a mask, that would technically be a violation of my probation terms.
Yeah.
That would be a stupid reason to go back to jail.
Well, it, like you said, here in New Hampshire, every 3 weeks, our Excellency, the King Sununu, he extends his executive powers to keep us locked.
It's got to be coming
down
to an end, though, man.
And I have a couple of friends who are very political, and they follow all this stuff, and of course they follow Sununu, and all of his executive orders are always posting his newest mandate, and it's always 3 weeks. He's 3 weeks. We're all sitting on the edge of our chairs. We're waiting for him to lift the mask. Oh, he just extended it again, and I think one's coming up, and he has come out. And he has said that we're not going to deal. He's not going to make people get the vaccine and or require a passport.
Well, that's
which is what this is all about, people.
Well, before we have a call.
Ooh,
so let's go to that.
But you do have an article about Fauci's latest come out.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you why.
But he's getting criticism over there.
Good.
So yeah.
Tony Baloney Fauci, he needs to go.
We've got Mikey calling. Mikey, you're on Free Talk Live. Hold on, let me unmute you. I'm not very good at this. You're unmuted. Go ahead.
Mikey.
Are you with us? No, I'm still bad at this.
There you go. Okay. All right, start over.
Oh, first of all, I'm glad to hear from you and that you're out and free as you can be.
Thank you.
I wanted to talk about...
As I've been saying, freedom shouldn't be relative, but right now it is.
Yeah. Well, you got to play with the cards you have.
Unfortunately.
Anyway, there's a news article that just came out. Nancy Pelosi apparently profited $10 million on Microsoft stock options because of a government contract with Microsoft. She had traded beforehand and then, I guess, sold afterwards. So it's interesting that she profits $10 million with insider trading, but the FBI will not investigate her.
So she bought some Microsoft stock. The government then made some sort of deal with Microsoft that caused Microsoft stock to increase in value, and then she sold it and profited $10 million?
It says profited up to $10 million.
But this is nothing new. This is happening every single week. This is, you know, that's what these guys do. They've got all the inside knowledge.
I mean, the vast majority of them.
They know where the stocks are going to lean the next day, and they it's completely legal to do what she did. They can't go after for this.
Isn't like Sununu's brother or someone? He's related to someone who is making masks?
I know that he has a handshake deal with one of the vaccine makers who's coming to New Hampshire to do business.
I'm sure they all do. I'm sure everyone in Congress is heavily invested in both Moderna and Pfizer and are profiting majorly off this pandemic.
And if not those two companies, some other companies like Microsoft.
And it's sad that we would be called conspiracy theorists to even point this out. But yes, absolutely. Most of the people in Congress are invested in Pfizer and Moderna and Johnson & Johnson.
And we're going to talk about him in a second. Fauci, he's got his hands on the patents, and every time they sell one of his drugs, he's getting royalties.
Do you have anything else you wanted to say about Pelosi, Mikey?
No, just, you know, government isn't about life, liberty, and property. It's about useless people making money.
Yep.
It's about power. It's a power grab. It's about a bunch of guys at the top, a bunch of elites.
Warlords, parasites.
Who have figured it out, who probably couldn't make it in the real world, in a real business, selling product, making lives better. They found out how to siphon off all of the revenue that is being stolen from us, you know, tax slaves.
I mean, that's exactly what happened. I mean, warlords back in the day, they'd ride into a town, they'd take all the crops, and then they'd come back the next year and do it all again. And
Seven Samurai.
Eventually they realized, you know, this is kind of tedious. We could just stay here and take part of their stuff, and they will let us because we're the warlords. This is what they do. They can't defend against us. And over time, it just evolved into kings, chieftains,
and
all of that.
The next thing they know, they're funding your schools. They're educating your children. They're funding your churches, and they're funding your religious ceremonies and your holidays and your celebrations. They own everything. They own you.
And we look around. We're born into this world with all of this having happened. And to us, we look around and go, oh, yeah, that's perfectly normal that we have these presidents and congressional people. But they're just warlords telling us that we have to give them their due, us what we can and can't do.
But they're the good warlords. It's the guy on the other side of this creek, the other side of the ocean. They are the bad warlords. Look at how they abuse their citizens. Look at all the laws and whatnot. They're beheading people, and they make their women wear masks. Our warlord is good, not like the bad warlord across the ocean.
That's one of the arguments against anarchism that I have never understood. But if we don't have a government, some government may come in and take control.
Exactly.
Okay.
Like what we have currently.
Yeah, so what would be the difference? What the hell difference would it matter? Let's at least try it and see what... Let's try not having warlords parasitically siphoning away our lives for their own benefit, exploiting us, manipulating us, controlling us. Let's just give it a shot and see what happens. I believe that human beings would be better off without warlords.
That's basically how we live our lives.
And it shocks me. It stuns me that not everyone agrees with that statement.
It's all about security. It's the people giving up their freedoms for a little bit of security.
They would prefer, you know, the security, the stability of the current system and all of the horrors that it brings, the wars, the atomic bombs, World War I, World War II, the drug war. They would prefer that over just not having warlords because it's a new thing. It's so scary to them that they'd rather persist in this nightmarish hellscape of medical authoritarianism, drug war, international war, dropping bombs, tens of thousands of bombs.
But Arya, it really starts at the very beginning. That's why I brought up the indoctrination camps, the schooling. The warlords are actually teaching our children, and they're teaching them how to be good slaves. They're teaching them to be dependent on their warlord masters, and that's where we're at right now. You have old people. You have You have grandmas and granddads who are in the boat that you're talking about. They can't. They're afraid. They're afraid of freedom in exchange for their security, of being taken care of. Everything, from cradle to grave, they're being taken care of, and they're afraid of giving that up because they're slaves.
The first step out, stop using government schools. Stop using government money. 603-283-6160. It's Free Talk Live.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A 1 pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R-T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 603-283-6160. 603-283-6160. With you tonight, it's Aria and Conan. And man, I was just looking at this. I was thinking about saying, you know, it's March 15th was the last time I used cryptocurrency to make a purchase anywhere using AnyPay. And then I realized that it's April the 12th. In 4 days, it will have been an entire month since the raid on my house, Free Talk Live Studios, the Bitcoin Embassy, and several other properties across New Hampshire. And two of these people, Ian Freeman and Rich Paul, also known as Nobody, are still being held. Now, Ian does have an appeal set. I'm not sure what's going on with Nobody. It's all very confusing. But yes, on March the 16th, almost a month ago, government agencies conspired together and raided here, the Free Talk Live studio, the Bitcoin Embassy, my house, Renee and Andy Spinella, and Colleen Fordham. The Crypto Six were then arrested and taken into custody, and Ian Freeman and Nobody, again, remain in custody. What can you do to help? Check out thecrypto6.com or freethecrypto6.com. There are multiple ways in which you can donate to the Legal Defense Fund, because these charges aren't a joke, and the case is going to take a serious legal team and many experts to protect us from further aggression from the state. The case will likely set precedent that will affect the world of cryptocurrency for decades to come. Help us in our fight for liberty and financial freedom by contributing to the Legal Defense Fund at thecrypto6.com. Once more, thecrypto6.com. Now, we're talking about Fauci here and this bizarre argument from him. Let's get into it. It's coming to us from Fox News, one of the three news websites that I'm actually legally allowed to access.
Holy
at the
crap. Which, yes. What are the other two?
MSNBC and WMUR. I could probably get more.
You can't even read your own local paper?
The King Sentinel? I have not asked for that, no.
Yeah, you're not missing anything.
Yeah, I know. That's why
if I see anything interesting, I'll tell you about it.
White House advisor Dr. Anthony Fauci told MSNBC on Sunday that it's, quote, still not acceptable for Americans to eat indoors even after they've received the COVID-19 vaccine. His comments come after he and other government experts have seemingly moved the pandemic goalposts for some time now. Yes, we were talking about that earlier.
They move it every couple of weeks.
Yeah, every 3 weeks, like clockwork. Sitting there goes, no, we got to push it back. We can't do it yet. Drinking indoors, restaurants, and bars, is that okay now? Host Mehdi Hasan asked the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases director. No, it's still not, Fauci said, for the simple reason that level of infection, the dynamics of infection in the community, are still really disturbingly high. Fauci said that there were 80,000 new infections recorded on Sunday, whereas the number had been hovering around 60 to 75,000 in recent days. If you are vaccinated, please remember that you still have to be careful and not get involved in crowded situations, particularly indoors where people are not wearing masks, he said. I don't understand why, if they're vaccinated, do they still have to be concerned? I know it's not 100%, right? I understand that. But you're never going to get 100% immunity.
This is true.
So why set that goalpost anyway? Convince people that it's okay to be comfortable with, you know, being 95% certain you can't catch COVID-19. And as someone who actively has COVID-19, get over it. It's not that big a deal.
But people are dying, Aria. I saw the numbers on the
people
today.
People die every day.
They were telling me the numbers on the radio on the way here is two people died today.
And that's tragic. It is.
It is. But
two people were going to die today anyway.
But the way that we have been inundated with this news every single day, bombarded with this information, people are scared. And then you got Tony Baloney Fauci, who's a smooth talking salesman, and he's not that orange man. He's like the best thing orange man ever did was he kept Tony around, and he talks.
And Biden has kept him around, too.
He talks smooth.
But what he says, people
find that refreshing, and they find that they can rely on his information, even if he is changing the goalpost every couple of weeks themselves. He very clearly, back in March, he was asked about masks, and he says, no, they don't do anything. They do not prevent you from getting it, and they do not prevent you from spreading it. It just prevents you from spitting on people, and that's it. He was asked very clearly, and that was his answer. And then he changed his mind, and the next thing you know, he's talking about masks. And then he's talking about a face visor. He was asked about a face visor at one time. He's like, that might be a good idea.
You know, now that we're warming up here in Keene, and people are actually doing outdoor dining, which is usual for Keene anyway, right?
Yes.
I'm actually starting to see these people who pull their mask down to take a bite and then
put
it back up.
Yep, I've seen it. It's horrifying. It's lunacy. It is absolute lunacy.
I cannot imagine.
Do you realize, Mr. Pizza Man, that you had three people probably touch your pizza? You have ingredients that are just laying all over the in the back room and in their receptacles. You know, people breathing, and probably all of the people who made your food weren't wearing masks in the back room. Do you realize how much contaminant that pizza went through to get to your mouth? And here you are with your stupid mask, but he's just doing it for you, Arya. He's just doing it for you. It's not for him. It's not for his sake because the vaccine doesn't work. He's doing it for you. He's trying not to get you sick.
Because
that's what they've told us.
I'm already sick, and I'm okay with the fact that Mark got me sick. I don't feel like Mark committed an act of aggression.
I didn't even blink. I've been looking at the comments all week long of all the people who've gotten sick this week. I didn't even blink.
I didn't either.
About coming in tonight.
I ran into Mark Tuesday. He was like, I'm sick. I've got COVID. I was like, okay, cool. I'm here to do some work.
Yeah. It's like I said, like how we opened this show. Back in the good old days, someone would get sick and people still went to work. I wasn't afraid for my life. I was more fearful of getting into a car accident on the way to work than actually getting to work and getting sick with the sniffles. But they've told us that we've been bombarded for more than a year now that, you know, this is the normal. This is the new normal, and that you could die tomorrow or you could get your grandma sick tomorrow if you don't wear your mask, even in these restaurants that when you get to the table, by the way, you could take your mask off. But on the way to the table, no. And don't worry about the pizza that just went through 15 different contaminants to get to your mouth. No. You're safe because Fauci said so.
I had to go to Planned Parenthood today to get my hormones refilled and to do standard, you know, STI screening. And one of the girls there was wearing two masks.
Oh, my God.
But this other person there kept pulling their mask down in order to talk. So I got a conflicting message from the two of them. I mean, Planned Parenthood is ultra-liberal, right? I mean,
I work with two virtue signalers, and they will wear them all the time.
Two masks?
No. I've never seen that. I haven't seen that yet. That level.
I saw that today.
But I also work with people who are completely... I didn't even realize one of my coworkers thinks the whole thing is fake.
Really?
You think that I'm the conspiracy guy with all the things. She actually came out the other day, because I never see her. And she's like, no, I'm not getting the vaccine. I think this whole thing is fake. And I'm like, oh, you go, girl. I love that. I didn't know you were crazy like me.
I had a coworker who sadly asked me if he was going to have to wear a mask the rest of his life if he didn't want to get the vaccine.
Yep, you are.
603-283-6160.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
One person is dead following a shooting at a high school in Knoxville, Tennessee. Knoxville police saying an officer confronted a man with a gun and shots were fired at Austin East Magnet High School this afternoon. Police say one male is dead and another is in custody. President Biden and the Minnesota governor are speaking out after a fatal shooting of a black man in Brooklyn Center, Minnesota. The president noting peaceful protests are understandable, but argued there's absolutely no justification for violence. Regarding rioting and looting like what took place last night, Minnesota Democrat Governor Tim Walz says,
"You can rest assured that the largest police presence in Minnesota history in coordination will be prepared. You will be arrested, you will be charged, and there will be consequences for those actions."
A curfew also taking effect at 7 o'clock local time. You're listening to USA Radio News. The Biden administration holding a COVID-19 news briefing on Monday. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky says there have been more cases this past week.
7-day average for new cases has increased about 3% over the prior 7-day period. Hospital admissions also continue to increase. And deaths decreased 5.2%.
Roughly 120 million Americans have received at least one vaccination. That's about 46% of American adults. Former Kansas City Chiefs assistant linebackers coach Britt Reed has been charged with driving while intoxicated in connection with a February 4th crash that left a 5-year-old girl with a brain injury. The charge announced on Monday carries a potential jail sentence of 1 to 7 years. Prosecutors have requested a $100,000 bond. The crash occurred near the Truman Sports Complex, but prosecutors say they have no indication that Reed was drinking at Arrowhead Stadium. This is USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live, 603-283-6160. Take control of the airwaves. Talk about whatever you want. 603-283-6160. And I was wrong. Evidently, the strike that we got on YouTube took us down for 7 days, but it only started counting down when I acknowledged the strike last Tuesday. So it didn't count the Monday before or the 6 days before as being part of the one-week ban. None of that actually counts until you acknowledge the existence of the strike, and then it begins counting down from 7 days. So it wasn't a two-week ban. It was a one-week ban that didn't start until last week.
Interesting.
It's very stupid.
I wonder why they do it like that.
I don't know. But we should be back tomorrow night at any rate. As good. You hear, tonight it's Aria and...
And it's Conan, and everyone's always talking about buy Bitcoin. Buy Bitcoin. That's all we talk about. Yeah, well, I'm sorry. That is boring as hell. How about earning some Bitcoin, getting paid with it? That's the way. If you want to earn Bitcoin at your business, anypayx.com is the way to do it. Your customers will love it, and everyone in town will talk about your store being the Bitcoin store. And it's just fun. Get the free app and start earning Bitcoin at your business, anypayx.com.
You know, we do talk about buying Bitcoin a lot. I received my bone that the government threw me with the $1,400 check recently, and I finally got around to actually depositing it.
Yep.
And annoyingly,
You can't
use it to buy Bitcoin.
Cryptocurrency.
I can't, and it's driving me nuts. And I'm
or an AR that you had your eye on in that AR magazine.
That's correct. I can buy neither Bitcoin nor guns. I could buy goldbacks, but I don't have an easy, simple way in which to buy goldbacks. Normally, I would just buy them from Ian.
Yeah.
But that's not an option. So I'm looking at this like, okay, I need to invest this in something, but oh wait, I don't have any options to invest it in.
I don't even know what you would, because I would. The next thing I would say is property. Buy some real estate. That's not enough, of course, to do anything. But
not enough for real estate investments, unfortunately.
But yeah, God, sucks to be you. Crypto Six, help the crypto6.com. Is it com or org?
Com.
The cloud over you guys' heads. I just, oh.
Yeah, it sucks, man.
It sucks.
Let's go to the phones. We got Gary calling from Florida. Gary, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, I was just calling in about how ridiculous Chris Sununu's been. I mean, the guy's going out. He's holding up signs for that Merrimack special election without a mask. And he's telling us that, and, you know, it's a group of people not wearing masks. He's telling us we got to wear masks all the time. Then he's getting his vaccine, and he's wearing a mask in the car while he's getting his vaccine. And then, you know, he's posting pictures of himself. You know, he's the cookie man, you know, the cookie. And I'm just sick of this guy. Like,
he is a horrible rhino. He needs to move to Massachusetts.
He needs to go to jail. Yeah, he needs to go to jail.
You know, every time I see a picture of him without a mask on, with his arm around someone, you know, or shaking someone's hand, I have to comment. It's the only thing I comment on, the only political figure I comment on. I'm like, you know, where's your damn mask, you hypocrite, to, you know, telling us, you know, all of these rules that we need to abide by. And here you are with one of your cohorts without your mask. But we have to. What is up with that, man? Do you even really believe in all of this, or are you just playing the game? And that's what it boils down to. Like Arya said earlier, it's a power grab. This man is getting off on it. I think there's monetary gain too that we might not know about. I think the vaccine company moving to New Hampshire is one of them, but a lot of it is, I think he's getting off on it.
Oh, of course he is. I mean, he's a politician and they get off on power. One of the things I liked to do back when I was allowed to use Twitter was repeatedly, Chris Sununu is the only political figure I ever bothered to tweet at, mm-hmm. but I would just consistently call him a fag.
I didn't know this.
Yes, just everything he posts, I'd reply, and some way in that tweet, I would call him a fag.
And the post stayed up, or they would immediately get deleted?
They stayed up for a very long time, but I did recently receive an email saying that I was blocked from Twitter. So they had enough.
They finally caught up with you.
I guess. I don't know. I can't get on Twitter to find out if I'm, you know, if it was a temporary ban or what, and I don't really care anyway. But
he's a horrible, slimy piece of filth. He's just a horrible guy, and he's there, and
we call him.
Oh, and before anyone on Twitch or DLive or whatever gets upset, it's okay. I can say fag. I'm trans.
There you go. See, get your card. Oh, where's your card at?
I don't have a card.
You don't carry your card? Do you have a card, or you just forgot it?
I don't have a card.
All right, it's the hair.
It's, yes.
That's
sure.
it.
Let's
All
go
right.
with that.
No one's going to question you. I'm just being silly.
But Sununu is absolutely a horrible human being. He's getting off on this. I mean, he's so despicable that he's got people convinced that the Free Staters here in New Hampshire have made threats against him and his family, and that's absolute nonsense. I've been to some of these events. The only people at any of these events who have ever made threats were the police.
The people escorting you off of the side of his property. The boundary of
his
property.
Well, his corrupt brother's got to go get the town to, you know, say that people can't do protesting. I mean, the guy's just corrupt, plain and simple. He's from a corrupt political family. His dad was corrupt. He got fired, you know, as White House chief of staff for being corrupt. Like father, like son. He's corrupt.
Yep. And I think his next move is the Senate. Or is it Congress? Which because he's on his way out, but he wants to move up the ladder. Are you?
I think Senate is likeliest for him.
And who knows who will get next? It's
probably someone
a new warlord.
Probably a leftist, Chris Pappas, probably
a new warlord.
I don't know. Thank you so much for the call tonight, Gary. Some of these things that Sununu has done are definitely questionable, but the Free State Project has been successful with some things. Now, obviously, the allegation that, you know, armed protesters, there were armed protesters. There was an armed protest at Sununu's property. No one made any threats. Having a gun is not making a threat.
You don't even need a permit in New Hampshire. You could conceal.
You don't need it. Yeah.
I think 5 years ago when I moved here, you had to get permission from the chief of police. That has since been removed, and I do believe that was probably some Free State pushing on legislation at the time that got that taken care of. But everyone's armed, but no, they will say it like we went there with rifles, wanting to lay siege on that man's property. That's ridiculous. And yes, you're correct. The only people who were armed, the only people who were acting violent, the only terrorists at those events were the people, the government goons, who were escorting you away and putting up, blockading you and whatnot and saying, never come back, or we're going to basically take you prisoner, throw you in jail, and throw away the key.
And they did take people prisoner and throw them in jail. But people on Reddit are freaking out about the Free State Project. Today, the House passes one of the most extreme budgets in our history. Free Staters now run the Republican Party and have pushed the Free State agenda of dismantling all government.
Oh, no.
I wish this person was correct.
Yes, I do, too. This person has... If all this was true, we don't debunk any of this, I would just love all these accusations. But,
I wouldn't love them all.
You have a couple libertarians running as Republicans. Yeah. Well, because what else would they run as? Democrats? Because then you'd be mad at that as well. They're going to run as libertarians? No, they're not going to get elected, period. What's the other option?
Enormous cuts to education, enormous cuts to DHHS, bills to stop distributing menstrual products to girls, bills to prevent sexual harassment training, bills to control racial bias training, bills to prevent even discussing gun safety, bills to cut all taxes, bills to prevent states of emergency, and mask-wearing mandates.
I'm okay with all of those. But even though they've all been blown out of proportion.
I'm not okay with a bill to prevent sexual harassment training. If someone was to pay the money to have that happen, I'm okay with it. There are better ways to supply menstrual products to girls than using the government, for example.
All of these things need to be provided by the individuals and whatever organizations they're a part of. Why should I be paying for any of this? Even gun safety class, which I kind of agree with, as long as it's pro-gun safety classes. But I don't want to pay for that either.
Yeah, I'm also not okay with a bill to prevent discussing gun safety. But this person, you got to remember, it's hysterical. Very little of this is actually true. 603-283-6160. More about the Free State Project coming up.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
That's the call-in line. You can call in and talk about anything you want. 603-283-6160. With you tonight, it's Aria.
And Conan.
And as I mentioned earlier, it is almost been a full month since the notorious raid on the Crypto 6. Ian Freeman, Rich Paul remain detained. Myself, Colleen Fordham, Andy and Renee Spinella are all relatively free.
Freer, but not free.
We are freer, at least, than Ian Freeman and nobody. This is a big case. You know, it's obviously a big case if the FBI is working with this many different law enforcement agencies and the post office and the IRS, and they're all working together. They descend on these five properties, one of which was my house, one of which was the studio here, one of which was the home of a freaking 60-year-old grandmother. One of them, the other one was two young 20-ish-year-olds. I don't know what their ages are.
Young.
Yeah. All essentially pacifists, raiding them, arresting them. It's a big case.
One thing in common, though, they are competing with the powers that be, the establishment, and they don't want it. They don't want competition, and they've come after you, and they're going to make an example. They're trying to make an example of you.
And you may be wondering how you can help. Well, there's a website set up called thecrypto6.com. You can use the number 6 or the word 6, or go to freethecrypto6.com. There's T-shirts for sale. You can make donations. There's a way to donate via PayPal, some other payment methods that you can use to donate, because the attorney costs of this are astronomical. It's going to be somewhere between $1 and $2 million total for all 6 co-defendants. Each co-defendant is basically looking at $70,000 to $250,000, $300,000 just in attorney fees, because it's a huge case. TheCrypto6.com is the best place for you to help out with that, because we think this is a fight worth fighting. I mean, and we've felt that since we joined the fight for liberty.
Correct.
And financial freedom. Help protect us from further state aggression. TheCrypto6.com.
Now, there are other things happening in New Hampshire. And in fact, this hysterical Reddit post actually mentions the Crypto Six. I encourage everybody to take a good hard look at the Free State Movement. They run as Republicans, are dishonest about their motives, intention, political party, and have some pretty extreme views. Now, I take offense to that. I was not at all dishonest about my motives, my intentions, or my affiliations when I ran for office.
You just had a lot of people vote for you.
I did.
Who might not even have they just walked into that booth.
Yep.
First thing that morning, didn't have a clue who you were, except you had an R by your name.
Yep. Well, that's their fault, not mine.
That's how it works. That's what we're dealing with. There's a bunch of dummies out there.
There are, and it's horrifying that more than 4,000, because the primary voters are supposed to be the informed ones, right?
Mm-hmm.
More than 4,000 primary voters went in there and filled in the circle next to my name.
Got an R.
They somehow missed all of my political shenanigans before this.
But, you know, and we've talked about this, too. They might have actually, honestly, chose to vote for you.
I mean, clearly some of them did, because there's no way by the time of the general election, there's no way that these voters still didn't know who I was.
It's possible, but
I'm sure.
I think I would like to go to sleep every night knowing that all of those people wanted me as deputy, taking care of them, keeping the feds out, you know, allowing people to grow certain herbage in their backyards and not, you know, lifting an eyebrow over concerning, you know, nonsense like that. What else was on your list of things to do? Get rid of the bear cat. That would be a good one.
Yep. There were several things. Many of them, meaning the Free Staters, believe we should secede from America. I do.
Yes, indeed. Absolutely. That's number one on my list, actually.
And, you know, my sheriff campaign is the number one reason that we should secede from the United States. You know, 4,000 people voted for me in total ignorance. I didn't do too badly in the general. I did better in the general in raw numbers. Yeah. I got like 7,000-8,000 votes, something like that.
Yeah, those are your neighbors. Those are your dumbass neighbors. Can you imagine?
Well, presumably, yeah.
Could you imagine? So you got people on the other side of the country,
yes,
also dumbasses,
yes,
who are making decisions that will affect you and me,
yes,
everyone in this house. And it's like, what kind of sense does that make?
Yeah, that's
look
horrifying.
How big this country is. We don't do the same type of business here in New Hampshire as Floridians do, or Texans, or Californians. We do stuff differently. Why should a Floridian be choosing how my life is treated?
I agree entirely.
It doesn't make any sense.
It's not just a Floridian. It's an ignorant Floridian. And my campaign showed this. I didn't mean for that to happen, but my campaign showed this.
It proved it.
These are supposed to be the informed, knowledgeable, politically connected primary voters, and these idiots went in there and voted for the redhead trans anarchist Satanist.
Yeah, you know what?
And then they did it again on the general election.
This person's complaining about us wanting to secede from the government, from the U.S.
That's exactly why we should.
I want to secede from the city of Keene. Yeah. Why can't I do that?
Take the 7,000 people in Cheshire County and blow that up to the entire state of New Hampshire. How many people in New Hampshire voted for candidates they knew nothing about? And then blow that all the way up to the entire United States.
It's too big.
Lots of ignorance out there, and I don't want these ignorant people in other states to be telling me what I can and can't do. She goes on, or he goes on, several of them were just arrested by the FBI for a money laundering ring. Now, that's...
Is it really money laundering? I mean, this
that's the level of ignorance we're dealing with. The indictment is publicly available. There is no allegation whatsoever made by anyone of any sort of money laundering ring. This person who wrote this post doesn't even know what we got arrested for.
This sounds like a headline reader. This is a headline reader. They saw some headline 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, when they were talking about the crazy people from Keene.
Yeah,
and that's all. And that's, by the way, it was all about money laundering. By the way, here's a prime example of the issues we have here in Keene. There's a paywall on our local paper. You get like 4 articles a week. A month. And if you don't know how to deal with a paywall, you don't get to read the article. All you get to see is the headline, and I see it every single day. People on the stupid Facebook, the Keene Sentinel will share their articles, and everyone's like, sucks that I can't read your article, Keene Sentinel. Oh, well, I'll just keep on scrolling. And I'm like, yeah, there's a way around that, but that's all they get. They get money laundering, crypto people, crazy keen kids, money laundering. That's all they see. That's all they know, and they go on with their day. It's sad.
One of the best parts of the sheriff campaign was seeing someone post on Reddit something like, oh, my God, this is terrible. New Hampshire isn't really like this. And someone else came along and said, yeah, but this is Keene. Keene is absolutely like this.
Yeah, we're so close to Vermont. That's our problem. We got all the hippie blood.
So this person goes on, and I just lost it. Hold on one moment. This person goes on saying, we used to think they were a funny non-issue. Back in 2014, Colbert mocked the Free Staters who were harassing meter maids in Keene. Now, how much do you respect these people if you're calling them meter maids?
Good point.
It can't be very much.
It's because they're female. Maybe that's why. But there was a dude. That's a good point. You bring up really because there was a dude, and he was...
Meter maid is an offensive term. They're called parking
enforcers. Parking enforcers. But yeah, but there was one dude who actually quit because of his PTSD.
He was
driven to quit, and I think he was trying to. I think he was after the unemployment money. Myself, I think he was looking for to sue the city of Keene after he was quit.
He was.
I think he had a plan.
They're not so funny anymore, and they're in charge. That video, though, if you haven't seen it, look it up. It's the Colbert Report clip on the Robin Hooders.
I hate that so much.
Really? I loved it, man.
I hated that.
It is exactly what I would have expected Colbert to do.
Exactly. Yeah. I'm like, I talked to the main Robin Hooder.
Yeah, I wouldn't have been willing to do it.
And I was like, dude, they're going to make so much fun of you. They're going to make you look like idiots. Please don't do this.
Yeah.
And they all, it's like any press is good press. I'm like, no, you guys are going to look like idiots forever. Don't do it. Because believe it or not, people out there, the Robin Hoods were very popular here in Keene.
Well, they prevented people from getting parking tickets.
Yeah. But the city of Keene hated them because they lost so much revenue that year.
Yeah, they sued the Robin Hooders.
I think they lost like $80,000 in revenue that year. And yes, they tried to sue him a couple of times, and they lost every time.
Well, of course they did, because it's obviously not illegal to go around putting money into parking meters.
I mean, just think about $80,000 worth of tickets and fines that they were prevented from handing down to us slaves. It was amazing. They had a lot of fans. They had a lot of enemies, too. And they looked like idiots on a Colbert. I'm sorry, they looked like complete buffoons.
Have you seen the clip in question? I'd like to know. I'd like to know your thoughts about it. I enjoyed it, but at the same time, I would not have recommended they do it. 603-283-61.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.